But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Reaction Monday. This feels like the first, well, it is the first Monday of 2025, but this feels like the everybody's back to work day. A little more traffic out on the roads, more traffic up here at the studios. There's more human beings up here and stuff. So.
Good job, everybody. Way to go back to work in 2025.
Way to go back to work. I mean, Seth and I have been back to work in 2025 since New Year's Day, but that's because we're trying to be the best in the world in 2025.
That's right. That's right. There's no rest. No days off. Is a slogan I've been using for long before the
it's
Patriots.
A slogan that the team that was one at one time the best in the world used to use.
Yes.
Now they may still use it, but now they just fire their coach every year.
No days off. Now it's Bob Kraft saying it. We're like, dude, you haven't worked in, whatever. You haven't worked in 27 years.
Ever since
he married whenever he married his boss's wife, that was the day he stopped punching in.
That was a hell of a move.
Not his boss's wife, his boss's daughter.
Boss's daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
Sailed right past me.
Yeah.
So the Texans spoiled Amy Adams Strunk's little dress-up party yesterday. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's too bad. They had the place all dolled up to look like it was Houston. Amy, there's got to be people. I'm wondering in Tennessee just how people feel about – it's one thing. Like, lots of NFL owners don't live in the city in which they own the team. But then they don't usually – you know, try to dress it up like that.
Yeah.
Like the Hunt family, I don't know, because they live in Dallas, do they not? They don't try to doll it up like the old Dallas Texans up there in Kansas City and make it look like you're in Dallas. They don't like tease their hair extra high and go out and contract gonorrhea so they can pretend they're Dallas residents.
Right. I mean, they might, but they don't do it to celebrate Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah. Not specifically for that purpose.
Right. I wonder what people think. I hope they keep doing it. You know, I see people, Texan fans, still upset about it. I'm like, they're 0-2 trying this crazy stuff. So let them keep doing it. Who cares? So along those lines,
Amy Adams Strunk is like one of those people that's really bad at playing practical jokes, but they insist. they're like, you should have seen your face. And you're like, all right.
About?
Like they pop a balloon next to your head and you're like, what? You look annoyed. And they're like, oh, I got you.
Got you.
Oh.
Did you see? I painted up the whole stadium and made my team dress in that.
got you. Texans.
I love that. All right. So the Texans yesterday, what got accomplished in week 18 yesterday? I feel like there was an overt checklist and then maybe a checklist that came more apparent as the game went on. Now, the first thing, first and foremost, they made Amy Adams Strunk cry. As far as we know. Yeah, thank you, Ben. Yeah, so we touched on that. Her little oiler party got spoiled. They left the game healthy. I think that's a huge thing. To my knowledge, I don't know that there was anybody who got dinged up in that game.
Mechie is the only one I would worry about.
But he was back out there after that.
Yeah, I get, but I mean, even you never know when the concussion tests. Sometimes there's a delayed response to those things.
Yeah, that was a rough hit, man. That was He got hit. It got called a penalty. I don't know what the defender's supposed to do in that case, man.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't like he looked like he was launching himself into it or anything.
Like he was trying to break up a pass, you know?
I wish they would start kind of doing like what they've done with a hip drop tackle this year. There have been fines for hip drop tackles, but maybe one penalty, or there's been several fines for hip drop penalties, but they don't usually call it. They review it afterwards. And I feel like if it's bang bang and it doesn't look like the guy was really like launching himself into him, but whatever.
Yeah, it's so punitive, man. At certain times, that's the thing. Like it's such a for a penalty that oftentimes has like no ill will or intent behind it. It's just it's the force of gravity and speed at the same time, and like bam, all of a sudden the drive stays alive because of it.
Well, like the one in the Longhorns game, you know, like by the book it should have been helmet to helmet, and yet it just doesn't. Feel like a
no
dirty
that
hit,
guy
yeah.
kept that guy kept his head up on that play
yeah,
you know
yeah,
like
that's yeah.
it's tough so but Mechie is a good one. Seth, he was back in there, so we'll see what the injury report looks like. They're back at practice tomorrow because the game's on Saturday. Yet again, another short week. It feels like this whole second half of the season's been short weeks.
I mean, look, it's one of the kind of natural handicapping things that happens in the schedule. Is that you show some success, okay, you're going to play tougher opponents the next year, and you're also going to have your schedule thrown into disarray a little bit.
This short week isn't so much because of success. It's because the Texans always play at Saturday at 3:30 in the playoffs. It's success in that they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
But if they were actually like one of the marquee teams, they'd be playing on Sunday or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they leave that game healthy. That's number two. All right. Number three, they had a goal to gain some confidence, I think, offensively and wash the taste out of their mouths. Here was D'Amico Ryans. This is D'Amico Ryans on the offensive line.
Right. Right now, coming off the field, anytime you can run the ball the way we ran it, I thought our all lines collectively did a really nice job. I thought pass pro and running the football and rushing, like, guys did a really good job of staying attached on their blocks and giving us the running lanes that we needed to make those plays.
I gave a check mark on this one because I know they only scored 16 points as an offense. Kymie Fairbairn missed an extra point. If Bobby just calls a run down there on the 1-inch line on third or fourth down, I think they score another touchdown in that game. Like that one to me, that the one where Davis landed on his absurdly long neck at the 1-inch line.
Yeah.
And they had the ball third and goal and fourth and goal, and they're throwing low percentage passes into the end zone. I mean, Damian Pierce was cooking yesterday. Like, that was the one where I'm like, just give it to Damian twice. He'll score.
He was cooking. He did have – he only had one play that was for negative or zero yardage.
Yeah.
But he did have quite a few 1- and 2-yard runs. He had 2 1-yard runs. Mm-hmm. He had a 2-yard run. He had several 3-yard runs. And when they got down into the goal line area, it looked like a lot of their same old issues on moving human bodies.
Yeah.
Like I feel better about some of the things they did as run blockers, but I think they're gonna have a hard time running against the Chargers. It's still gonna be an issue.
Yep. I think the biggest thing in terms of gaining confidence offensively, CJ looked like himself for the one drive he was in there. Threw the ball with nice touch, looked calm. I thought Davis looked pretty calm in the pocket in his three and a half quarters of play that he was in there for. So that was good to see. I don't know that I feel like Davis Mills can win you a playoff game on the road or anything, but I feel like the Texans have a upper-level backup quarterback on the team right now, so there's that.
I guess there's only one throw that I can remember that was kind of dicey, and I want to say it was his first throw that looked like it could have been a pick six. He's trying to push it out to the boundary.
Yep.
And other than that, I mean, he had a lot of errant throws, including one to Deontay Johnson, but it was a serviceable effort. But it wasn't – I'm still a little bit surprised that people thought that was an impressive performance out of Davis. He's had much better games than that.
Much
better.
A
starter.
No doubt. In his rookie season, he had better games than that.
Yeah.
All right, the next one on the checklist. This was a big one for you yesterday, I know, on the pregame show when we talked about it during the week, was get Deontay Johnson involved and get him some touches.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a buzz on this one with some caveats, but let's first hear from D'Amico Ryans. What did D'Amico Ryans think of Deontay Johnson in his Texans debut?
Yeah, Deontay has done a really nice job since he's been here. I think he's catching up to speed really well. He had a really good week of practice and made a nice play there today for us. I tried to get it to him few other times, but it didn't work out. But, man, I'm encouraged by his last week of practice and encouraged by the game today.
Two catches for 12 yards. So on the box score, it didn't look like much. One of the catches, though, was a 10-yard catch on a 3rd and 9. So that's good. He moved the chains. There were two other things I liked. I think CJ probably – that play down near the goal line where Deontay gets a little separation there. I think CJ puts it on him, and that might be a touchdown, the one where Davis kind of missed him. And then I like that they put him back there for one time on punt returns.
And that he didn't fair catch.
Right.
I like that he had one return for 0 yards. Because
too.
He looked eager.
Yeah.
Every time they showed him on the sideline, you know, he looked like he was doing all the right things. Body language was good, all of that.
Yeah.
And then I think, too, in Deontay Johnson's mind, he probably was thinking, all right, look, they targeted me 4 times. A couple of those times, the deep ball on the sideline, he had separation. You know, and it wasn't a horrible throw by Davis Mills or anything. It just, they couldn't connect. Yeah. So he showed the potential or to be an option there or a weapon. And then, yeah, the misfire from Davis Mills, like, he was open there too. I think in his mind, he's probably thinking, "Yeah, if CJ's out there, that's me, and I'm going to have a chance. I'm going to get some targets in this next game."
Yeah, no doubt. So I was pleased, but the goal was to really, like, you know, get him involved. And he was among the guys that I didn't see him out there a lot in the second half. He was getting he's going to treat it out kind of like how you and I suggested he should get treated, which is like, hey, I know he's only been on the team for a week, but treat him like one of your vets on the team because you're going to need what he brings to the table come postseason.
Right, like that first drive, Nico touched the ball 4 times. That's not going to happen on every drive in a football game.
No.
So yeah, you need guys to offset all of that, and I think Deontay can be that guy.
It turns out I didn't know or maybe even think that this was a goal going into the game, but we knew the numbers involved. We knew that Joe Mixon had 993 yards coming into the game. We knew that Nico Collins had 968 receiving yards coming into the game. And it seemed like it was a goal to get Joe Mixon his 1,000 yards and get Nico Collins his 1,000 yards. Because if you watched the post-game speech from D'Amico Ryans, each of them got a game ball for going over 1,000 yards this season.
Hmm.
So I'm assuming then, I'm thinking like, they left Nico in a little bit longer than they left Mixon in there. So I'm assuming maybe that was that milestone was important to them, I guess.
Let's check up on the preseason expectations. I know there are a lot of people clamoring for 3 wide receivers to have over 1,000 yards. Did that happen?
I'm not
a stats guy.
It did not. No, we needed some phony yards in the Tennessee game to get one of them over 1,000 yards.
Were they at least on pace at any point to have 3 guys with over 1,000 yards?
They were on pace for 2. Tank was the issue there. They weren't getting Tank the ball very much. So, no, that dream did not come true. You know what, Ben? We'll give a buzz on that one. That dream did not come true. All right, last one, I think, and this I think this is a goal for them every week, but – play a clean game. And I know, and I'm being a little nitpicky here. They won 23-14. One of the touchdowns was a prayer that Russ Yeast called up from the practice squad.
Poor Russ Yeast.
Love to have back.
That poor kid, man. I know it's his fault and everything, but man, that was going to be a moment for him. You know, his big as saucers.
He took it the appropriate amount of hard on the sideline. Like you,
he looked. I know.
10 minutes later, they're going over to him on the sidelines as they're dry. You know, as the game's winding down, and he's the only one on the Texan sideline that doesn't look happy to be beating the Oilers.
it was fun watching the replay of that with when Ross saw
the touchdown.
Yeah,
it was Martin. It was the name of the receiver.
Martin streaking across and just like seemingly coming out of nowhere,
ripping his dreams
and
out of his
stealing
heart,
stealing it from him.
Yeah,
yeah. I like that play. I like that play because it made me think. Yep. They're going to give Will Levis another shot. That's the stuff that dreams are made
they're
of.
They're all suckered in, man. The Colts are bringing back Steichen and Ballard. They're going to run it back with Richardson, maybe the Titans. The Titans have the number one pick in the draft now, so that'll be fun to follow. As far as the clean game goes, the chunk play, they gave up a couple chunk plays. You know, the Ridley play on 3rd and 10 from the 1-yard line, which preceded Derek Barnett's touchdown, so I can't get too angry about that. Penalties were kind of an issue for Laremy, 2 false starts.
Yeah.
6 for 48 yards isn't terrible. Robert Woods, for a veteran, very sloppy with his ball security on that catch. play by Mills stepping up in the pocket there.
It was wet and rainy and cold and all of that. I get it. But look, Nico had a fumble on the first drive that the Titans chose not to challenge. Mm-hmm. I didn't see whether there was a clear recovery on that, so it might not have been a whatever. But then, let's see, Woods had his fumble. Damian fumbled once, and it bounced right back to
him.
That's
right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
John Metchie had that one that was almost a catch but wasn't. Mm-hmm. But I almost, in my mind, look at that as a fumble.
What'd you think about Stover going up and high-pointing that ball, but it got knocked away? Was that just a good play by the defense?
Oh, that was just a good play.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't sloppy, whatever it was. It wasn't a ball security
issue. Guy made a play. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Bobby issues. You know, I thought the two play calls down in goal to go there. The good things the offense did, as you pointed out earlier, they scored on their opening drive. Well, they've done that several times this year. Like, this isn't anything where Bobby gets plus 10 for that, Bobby Slowick. And then a 92-yard run by Damian Pierce. I mean, I guess you drew up that play, but, you know, it's not like that was an 8-play, 92-yard drive where you're just piecing the other team and playing chess while the other DC is playing checkers.
Yeah.
That sequence down near the goal line, like, re-soured me again. I'm like, oh, come on, man, just pound it in.
I guess that's where this is where I get stuck, though, is that I know that the go-to is, okay, criticize the play calling, but they can't run the ball. Like, even what they were doing yesterday, they can't run the ball in short yardage or goal line situations, so... I put back on Bobby as the offensive coordinator because they've not been able to get the run game going for two straight years now. That's where I get in a pinch where I want to criticize Bobby Slowick, but for different reasons than everybody else is criticizing.
I'm with you. I've watched the same run game you have all year, so I agree with you on that. I just thought they were doing some good things. And like Damian, if you take out his 92-yard run, he had 18 carries for 84 yards. You know, he was hitting it at 5 yards. And I know there's an 11-yard and a 15-yard, as you pointed out. There's some ones and twos in there. You only needed one down there. Those are the little things. It wasn't a totally clean game, but I thought they checked off most of the things. The biggest one, stay healthy. And they stayed healthy in the game yesterday, so that was good. All right, we'll do headline. Thank you, Ben. Ben, Gary, our producer, is especially excited about them being healthy. Gear up for the playoffs at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Thanks to our friends at Academy for getting us ready for this weekend. We got our Ready to Roll playoff t-shirts. We got one hanging in the studio here as an homage to the postseason. Division championship hats. You can get all of yours at your local Academy Sports and Outdoors before this weekend. Headlines up next. Not just the Texans, but news around the NFL. The playoffs are set, and Black Monday is underway. We'll get to it coming up next.